Cycling. Let's talk about it. Noel Sens, Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall. Noel, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. How are you going today, mate?
Very well, thank you. We spoke during the Tour de France about Primo Roglic, sort of led for most of it, got pipped on the post. But just the other day now, quite an amazing athlete. Tell us what happened when he dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah, Primoz Roglic, the Slovenian rider, very tough character. He led this race, a stage race over in Europe. I'm pretty sure it's Paris-Nice, but the whole, every stage he dominated. And the last stage, he came to this corner and he decked it. He fell off and he went down really hard and dislocated his shoulder. And somehow he's put his own shoulder back in. I don't even know how you would do that when someone helped him. Jeez. Anyway, he's put his own shoulder back in, and then he's got going again, chasing the field. Man, he must have been unbalanced, or it'd be bloody sore.
Yeah.
And then he's fallen off again on the other side. So he's had two crashes in a matter of moments, and he ended up losing. By the fact he had to put his shoulder back in that two crashes, he lost 3 minutes and he lost the tour. So, yeah, an amazing character. Tough, wow. I couldn't believe.
God. Now, I believe that there may have been a similar story happened to one N. Sens in Central Victoria. Tell us about your shoulder.
Yeah, I did the same. I got a dislocated shoulder one night out training. Some guys fell ahead in front of me. I went over the top. And my shoulder went under my collarbone and dislocated inwards, and it sort of paralysed your arm, so I had to ride home with this dead arm. Anyway, and I went to my local doctor, who was my sponsor, and we put my arm back in. Oh. And cause we had no choice, because I was going to ride at Nationals in a week's time at the track championships in Sydney. And he said, oh, you should really go and get that pinned. And I said, no, we're going to have to do it tonight. So we put it back in because I couldn't afford the time to go to the hospital and get pinned and miss out on the national championships, because I was going to race overseas and count towards that.
Jeez.
Anyway, yeah, that one tickled too. Yeah.
We're both wincing.
Yeah, I reckon with you, Noel, it'll be easier to name off the bones you haven't broken as opposed to the ones you have.
Okay, I'll do a list for next week.
Yeah, okay, thanks for that. No worries.
How did the Club Madison go, Noel?
Ah, oh, Steve, fantastic. It's a really good race. And we had eight teams, which was probably a bit down on numbers on the other years, but the eight teams that rode were just enormous. It was really good. And a wily veteran from Ballarat, 49 years old, Scott Keating, he teamed up with Bendigo's wonder child, Blake Agnoletto, who's 18, and they smashed everybody. But it all went down to points. It was very close in the end, but they rode really well. So Blake Agnoletto and Scotty Keating won from Patrick Eddy, Harry Knight, and Jackson Haddon and Todd Schindler. So, you know, great Madison. I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of people out there watching too. So that was the last night of track season at Bendigo. So.
Okay. Beautiful. Talking of Bendigo Juniors did really well at the state track titles.
Yeah, they did. Eight Bendigo Juniors won a lot of medals. They did. The gold medalists were Jamie Coles, Belinda Bailey, and if I missed anybody else, I apologise. But they won a heap of medals, like about 20 medals between the eight of them. It was good effort. And due to that, quite a lot of those have been selected to go to ride in the national championships coming up in April, which is huge news. Young Lilith Jones, Hayley Jack, Belinda Bailey, Lucy Hall, Nate Haddon, Chase Haddon, Angus Gill and Jamie Coles. That's a lot of people from Bendigo to go and ride to Victoria. So it's coming up in April. And, of course, we've got the big championship starting up next week, the senior under-19s in Brisbane, the same place where these other juniors are going to. And, of course, we've got Alessia McCaig, Blake Agnoletto, Jackson Haddon, Pat Eddy and Ed Pollard all going to that. So Bendigo's really putting Victoria on the map, I believe. Anyway, there's a lot of the content of the state team is coming from Bendigo, so a lot on.
Yeah, it certainly says a lot about not just the quality of our coaches here, but also the culture of the area as a cycling hub, when we see so many young kids coming through who have such great potential.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of good coaches to get them going right from the word go. Look, I'm a foundation coach right when they're little kids. Then when they get a bit older, other coaches take over, but there's a lot of racing in Bendigo, and that's why track's so big here, because a lot of people want to race track, and then when they go to the track nationals, they're very good at it. Hmm. Where some towns where they don't get to race track at all, it's very difficult to be selected because no one sees who you are, you know?
Yeah.
So it all makes sense. So there's a lot happening, and, yeah. just a bit of a rest, I think.
Yeah, you need a cup of tea and a good lie down. Hey, just before you leave us very quickly, too, I see Connor doing well in Italy. I was looking at some vision of him the other day. Was off big breakaway from the rest of the team. I think he got sort of run down in the end, but Connor Senn's doing well.
He did. He ran really well in Italy. I'm not sure of the town. It didn't say where they were, but they were in Italy. And there's 238 riders in that race, I think. And he did get in a good breakaway. And we did get to see him on the little movie, Robbo.
Yep.
I don't think it ended well in the end, but it's all a learning curve for him over there. And he's going to be riding the Giro d'Italia under 23 version coming up in late June or July. So that should be really good.
Fantastic. All right, Noel, listen, and great. Go on.
Oh, and I was talking to Alexander Evans' sister, and she said he's been a little bit crook, so he hasn't been on the bike as much lately over in Girona, so hopefully we'll hear from him very soon too. So
yeah,
it's all happening.
All going well. Noel, as always, great to chat. Thank you for that. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Steve.
Right, bye.
Noel Senn's talking about cycling, and if it's jewellery or cycling, get down and see Noel and Paul in the Hargraves Mall at Senn's Jewellers.